Can you put your hands in your head? Oh, no. That sounds like the theme song for the South Australian Redbacks at the moment. Matt, who's a little passionate about that and all things tech, by the way, is this guy.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again?
Hey. Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy, joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's all going well down there in Redback land, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's... Mitch Swepson didn't he take him to the cleaners yesterday?
Exactly. I'm poor old Lloyd. I feel sorry for Lloyd Pope. They need to rest him.
They do.
They really
yes.
do. You know, you're going to knock the kid a bit too much out there. And there's a man down there at Adelaide Oval still has that shingle on the door.
It's true. Lloyd Pope, especially today, it's going to be a stinker. And he's pale and red-headed. He's going to suffer out there today, I tell you.
He's too. So, yeah, poor bloke. So, poor bloke. Yes.
Anyway, let's hope there is brighter news ahead for the South Australian Redbacks in future.
Yes.
Just look at New South Wales. We're all out for 64, the third lowest total. We're, you know, 2 for 200 now, so we should be fine. Let's talk about a couple of things. Today is the anniversary of Windows 1.0 back in 1983, by the way.
I remember it well.
Do you? Very good.
Yeah.
And we were just being told, a couple of people have reminisced about how they've still got old Windows on their computers. So
And I still see old Windows on some people's computers.
Right.
So, yes.
Get it off and get it updated. Come on.
Please.
Yeah.
Well, please do yourself a favour, people.
Now, the updates, software updates are not without bugs, and iOS has had a couple, but they've been all fixed up.
They have. iOS 14.2 is out now. Lots of bug fixes on it. If you haven't downloaded for your iPhone or your iPad, run over and do it now. Get it down. Very, very stable. Once you've done it, make sure you reboot your phone as well on there. But a couple of new features on there as well. One of them can actually detect people around you and measure how far they are away.
Ah, there you go.
Which I think is great. It's an iPhone magnifier app, so it's in the accessibility menu. A bit behind on my post on the website, but I am going to post about this. What you do is you turn it on, you put a shortcut in your control menu. Then what happens is the LiDAR sensor on the iPhone 12 Pro can actually detect people who are nearby and measure the distance between you and them.
Is that right?
And it will tell you if they're closer than 1.5 metres. Really good. It's a very good idea out there. Also, as we all know, 100 new emojis out there as well. Because we love the emojis on there as well. We've got thongs, that's the one you wear on your foot.
Yep.
Ninjas, smiling face with a tear, Groucho Marx emoji, transgender pride flag and boomerangs among dozens of new emojis. I learned something the other day from a friend of mine who, responding back to his female friend at the moment, he gets in trouble if he doesn't put enough emojis on the bottom of the message.
If he doesn't put enough on?
Enough emojis.
I found myself writing a very formal letter to another broadcast professional and putting a little smiley face at the end and thought, oh, I'll take that off.
That's exactly right.
This isn't a text message, this is an email. It's a whole different thing. Yes. Now, you know what we love here at 5MU, and I'm pretty sure this is a universal thing. We love it when scammers get their comeuppance. We also love saying comeuppance on the radio. Richard, tell us a story of comeuppance.
Scammer actually rang. He was impersonating the NBN as it happens. And I've got to say, that's really rearing its head again.
Yeah.
You know, the last couple of weeks, the amount of people I've been with who I'm in there doing IT work and suddenly the NBN calls. And that's very funny they put them on to me. It doesn't end well. But they rang the police the other day.
Right.
Which I think is one of the funniest things
that's
ever heard of as well. So they rang SA Police saying that their computers have been hacked and directed them to the website, which imitated the National Broadband Network. It's exactly what they will do with you when they call. So what they did is they actually were able to go along and put them onto a computer, because they do have computers on there that were never going to go on the network as well, to see where they went. They went to an NBN pretend website, which actually wasn't .com. Was actually hosted by Weebly, who's a legitimate websiting hosting place.
Yep.
But they wanted to download remote access software, which is what they're going to want to do to you to try and tell you it'll fix your internet problem. What it will do is it will sit on your computer, it will go along, look for banking details on there as well, look for all your contacts, Do not let anybody log onto your computer you do not know. And the NBN don't ring you and do this. Microsoft don't ring you and do this.
No. In fact, if people do ring you and do that, just don't.
Yeah, don't. And yeah. I've got to say, if you've let somebody do it, please advise your bank if you bank on that computer. Right. A lot of cases, yeah. The bank will close your account down and will want you to get your computer checked. I have to give a letter in to everybody I go around and see who's done this to go along and say, I have cleaned your computer up, and other IT guys out there do exactly the same thing, and lectured the client on good practices.
Got you. Oh, very good. Now, let's talk Bluetooth. I, in the middle of the night, will hear from a very loud speaker some days that my phone is no longer connected to it. I hadn't connected it to it. It was just reminding me that I hadn't. I think it was feeling lonely, but Bluetooth does that occasionally.
It does. It's still a bag of hurt for people out there as well. Right. I get messages from people, my speaker doesn't connect to my Samsung S20. What's going on? Well, the speaker's 5 years old. The S20 is new. It's plagued with issues on there as well. Devices connect. Devices randomly disconnect. There's interference. And it's made it worse the last few years because basically most of the phone companies have got rid of their headphone jacks.
Right,
on there
course.
As well. So we all go to wireless headphones now, which means we rely on that Bluetooth connection. We've got to remember it's very short range, and devices will disconnect randomly. It uses up battery life, but it's been around for about 20 years now. So wireless printers use it, keyboards, game controllers, speakers, headphones. It was created by a group of engineers back in the 90s to exchange data. It uses a 2.4 gigahertz frequency to connect with other devices. But that's the same spectrum that baby monitors use, cordless phones use, fluorescent lights and microwaves use as well. So that's why we get interference on them. And remember, it's not going to, if, you know, the further you go away from that device, the worse the reception's going to go along and get. So persevere with it. It is getting better, but you are going to have some issues until they come up with something better on Bluetooth.
Yeah, is there any whisper that they might?
They keep updating it, but as people, like new phone, old speaker.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? So, you know, are you going to get that speaker update? A lot of people don't want to do that. So it's about keeping it in parity sometimes.
Okay. That makes sense. Of course, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, two different things, so two different solutions to any problems.
Exactly right. Yep.
Good one. Excellent. All right. So that is some pretty handy advice, not just in the world of tech, but for the batting lineup of the Redbacks as well. And I think that's we've ticked that off. Well done.
And I'm very pleased, Adam, because Talking Scotty's kept quiet during this whole thing because I've got one and he keeps going off all the time. So.
Oh yes, you've got a Talking Scotty cam, don't you?
I do. Yep.
Measure twice, cut once.
There you go. He did come to life.
Measure twice, cut once. Thank you, Scotty. The careers ambassador of Australia. It literally. Thank you. We will talk again next week.
Look forward to it, Adam.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, of course, talking all things tech. It's Up and Adam.